Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to be exploring a question that the first time it came to mind, it made me smile because it wasn't an obvious question. And the question is the title of the podcast, which is, Do Enlightened People Have Bad Days? I want to give you some context for the question. I was explaining to somebody about the inside-out understanding that the nature of the mind is we experience thought as reality. We don't experience an external reality. We experience thought and feel it as if it's real. And because thought is transient and it comes and it goes, it means our reality is a lot more fluid than we think. We don't have to think anything about anything, but we can think anything about anything. That's the freedom of mind. That's our innate creative potential. That's what you might call free will. And this person I was speaking with was saying, well, you know, it's all right for you because you have money. And I said, well, do rich people have bad days? I wasn't saying I was rich. I was just asking it as an esoteric question. And I thought about it and said, well, yeah, I guess so. And then we actually got into an interesting exploration together. And we were like, well, do famous people have bad days? Well, clearly famous people have bad days. So being famous must not be the solution to everything. Being rich must not be the secret to happiness. You know, and we started trying to think, well, do healthy people have bad days? Because a lot of people think that if they were pain-free or if they were healthy, then they'd be happy. Totally forgetting, they spent chunks of their lives healthy and pain-free and had good days and bad days. And we started exploring all the different things we think are going to make us happy forever, are going to prevent us from ever having bad days, are going to somehow get us to live in an experience of, you know, 100% well-being and 0% distress. And ultimately, we found whatever we could think of, everyone has bad days and everyone has good days. Even prisoners have good days. Even people on death row have good days by their own reports. And so finally, the question we wound up getting to was, well, do enlightened people have bad days? Now, it's really interesting because if you look at reports, apparently they do. You know, apparently Jesus had a really lousy time with the moneylenders, right? You know, I apologize to anyone of other religions that I can't kind of cite examples. But if we step outside of religion and into sort of enlightenment and spirituality, you know, most of the mystics that we hear about had a beautiful experience of life and they had bad days. Ramana Maharshi, the sage of Arunkula, was his body was studded with cancer. He had bad days. Krishnamurti had headaches so bad that he would be stuck in his room for days at a time. He had bad days. Sid Banks, who articulated the principles I talk about all the time, he would get uptight and worked out and get upset, and then he'd apologize to people because he'd wake up to the fact that he was thinking himself into a state. He had bad days. Now, the point isn't, well, there's no hope. The point, as I see it, is we don't need to overcome the human condition to have a wonderful life. We don't need to somehow never feel bad to feel good most of the time. We don't have to even out our moods in order to have a rich experience of life. We don't have to control our feelings. We don't have to control our thinking in order to have a really positive experience of life. And that's great news from my point of view, because I don't know about you, but I don't know how to get enlightened. I mean, best I can tell, it's kind of the karmic lottery. Some people go through extraordinary practices and become enlightened. Millions more go through the same practices and don't. Krishnamurti apparently was seen to be the reincarnation of an enlightened sage. Same with the Dalai Lama. It's not really up to them, right? right? It's not really like, yeah, man, I did it. We don't know. I don't know what it is that causes one person to wake up to their true nature at that fundamental level that we describe as enlightenment. But I do know that knowing even enlightenment, even wealth, even health, even all the things that we could want and see as a means to the end of never having bad days, of always being up, it just doesn't seem to be part of the human condition. It doesn't seem to be on the menu. And for me, knowing that's not on the menu means I can stop feeling bad about not being served it. It means that I can enjoy my life as it is, as rich as I am and as poor as I am, as healthy as I am and as ill as I am, as pain-free as I am and as pain-filled as I am, and as enlightened as I am and as unenlightened as I am. Have fun, learn heaps, and happy exploring. I'll talk to you soon.